This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands are still trying to flee Sudan amid Saudi and U.S. brokered peace talks in Jeddah. Michael Atit reports from Port Sudan.
A truce between the two sides remains officially in place, but eyewitnesses in Khartoum told VOA they heard renewed gunfire and an airstrike in the city Monday in and around the downtown area. Sudanese citizens are watching the talks in Jeddah with a mix of hope and skepticism. An Arab Foreign Ministers Summit held on Sunday in Cairo called for a complete ceasefire in Sudan. The meeting also formed a committee composed of Egypt and the Arab League to find a way to halt the fighting. Michael Atit for VOA News, Port Sudan.
President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed Monday that Russian forces would be defeated in Ukraine just as Nazi Germany was beaten in 1945 during an address commemorating the end of World War II. His speech recorded at a war memorial in Kyiv comes one day ahead of Victory Day in Moscow, a Soviet war anniversary to be marked by an army parade through Red Square with security on high alert. Ukrainian forces, meanwhile, said they had downed nearly three dozen Russian attack drones, spurring explosions and air raid sirens in the capital overnight. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan accused the opposition on Monday of provoking disorder and siding with terrorists without providing evidence in a fiery speech days before close and increasingly fractious elections. Erdogan appeared to suggest his opponents had incited confrontations a day earlier when crowds threw stones at a key opposition figure in an eastern city. This is VOA News. Upstate New York officials have police on the lookout as they vow to stop New York from busing migrants to their town, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Rockland County Executive Ed Day says New York City Mayor Eric Adams' plan to house up to 340 single men in local hotels is untenable, and they don't have the infrastructure for it. The Republican issued an executive order with fines up to $2,000 per migrant for the hotels.
Police are ready to let us know when people are coming in.
Mayor Adams said the plan, which includes meals and other services, would help the city handle the more than 37,000 migrants in its care. Julie Walker, New York.
The man accused of shooting and killing eight people at a Texas mall appeared to have embraced white supremacist and neo-Nazi ideologies, multiple media outlets reported on Monday. In social media profiles thought to be linked to this 33-year-old suspect, investigators found posts targeting racial or ethnic minorities, NBC News reported, citing two law enforcement. Police killed the man who was wearing tactical gear and carrying an AR-15-style rifle during the attack. Donald Trump's defense lawyer told jurors in New York City they would have to believe the unbelievable to accept a columnist's claims that the former president sexually attacked her in a department store in 1996. Attorney Joe Tacopina urged jurors during closing arguments in the New York federal civil court trial to reject E. Jean Carroll's claims. Her attorneys say they have proven that the attack occurred. They criticized Trump for never attending the trial or taking the witness stand. During the two-week trial, jurors saw a deposition in which Trump said Carroll made up the claims to boost sales of a 2019 memoir. Disney has amended its free speech lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
It references legislation passed last week by Florida lawmakers that rescinds agreements that Disney and a previous oversight board consisting of Disney supporters made earlier this year. Those agreements would have given Disney control over design and construction at Disney World. The amended lawsuit says Disney is the only company affected by the new legislation. Disney and DeSantis have been engaged in a tug of war for more than a year. DeSantis is expected to announce a presidential bid in the coming weeks. I'm Mike Hempen.
Find more on our website and the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.